What's going on, y'all? You're tuned in to another episode of North to the Numbers. This is your man, DJ Ambush. Have some guests in the studio doing some really big things in the city and for the city. Really, really excited about this interview. I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce themselves.
What's up, man? I'm J-Lo Wright, Manager of Business Operations for XB.
And I'm Adrian Wright, CEO and co-founder of XB.
So these names might sound familiar to me. I came across Adrian definitely in Black Portland on Facebook. Man, you know, I know there's a difference between what we talk about right now and Black Portland, difference between XB and Black Portland. But what I loved about Black Portland, it was just like the, no matter where you were on the spectrum of understanding and your journey in life, you can find a conversation on Black Portland to hop into. And people are very passionate.
Yes, definitely.
So to have, when I started hearing about this app, shout out to Ronnie. When I started hearing about the app, I was like, this is like a natural progression of what I felt like Black Portland needed. Because like even when, you know, transplants like myself would come to the city, right. One of the places people will recommend is like, yo, join the Black Portland group. So it was good for stimulating conversation, but then it was like, all right, but where do I find out, like, where do I get Black products? Where do I patronize Black businesses? It's one thing to have a thread in Black Portland, yes, but once other subjects come in, it's going to push that thread out. Where can I actually reliably, time and time again, go to one location, whether it's website, app, something, where I can find out what's going on in the Black community? So that's how it felt to me to hear about the XB.
Yeah.
What were the motivations? Talk about how we got here.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right on the knob. So, you know, I was born Black in Portland.
Hey.
And I didn't realize we're 6% Black now, which is not a lot of Black people, right? Mm-hmm. But back then when I was coming up, I wouldn't have known that because I grew up in a Black neighborhood. I grew up in Northeast Portland. It was a concentrated Black population back in those days. You could go out any day and see Black people everywhere. You know what I mean? So I didn't realize how few of us there were until I actually left and came back. Like when I moved to Alabama, I was comfortable around Black people. In Tuskegee, I didn't feel any culture shock because I'd grown up around people. Where vice versa, when people come to Portland, it's like, oh my God, there's no Black people here.
What age were you when you moved to Alabama?
Oh, I was 22.
Okay, so at 22, again, your Black life experience in Portland was being around Black people. It didn't feel strained in any way. That's dope.
Yeah, I hung out with mostly family, cousins, aunts, and uncles. We went to the same schools and churches, and when we weren't at school and church, we were with each other, you know. And then if you lived in Northeast Portland, I mean, you just go out and you see Black people everywhere. So it wasn't unusual for me to be surrounded by Black people.
Give me some cross streets for reference for people today.
Oh, man. Back in the day, it was called Union. Now it's MLK.
Okay.
MLK and Fremont, Williams and Shaver.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? Gatton, Bine. Don't get me started, Albino. You know what I'm saying?
So no, the people need to hear that. They need to hear that because today, we can't see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I live off of Mississippi and Fremont. And to hear people talk about, oh, yo, there used to be activity on this side. Like, there used to be... It used to be going down. I'm like, where? Like, what do you mean?
Right. I mean, they have a new season where cats used to get shot.
Yo, you know what I mean? So crazy.
Like where I used to live, they call it the Maya Angelou Park. I don't know what they're called now, but it used to be called the Kirby Squares over there, about right where SCI is.
Yeah.
You know, SCI used to just be Unthanked Park.
Right.
And you had a lot of gang members, et cetera. I'm talking about where Gravy and Miss Delta is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't catch a white person there, period.
That's crazy.
You wouldn't even want to, that little blinking red light right there on the corner.
You're not
if you stop, somebody's looking in your car like, yo, what's up? What you want? What it is? You know what I mean? So definitely a lot of that California. So back in the late 80s and the early 90s, a lot of the gangs came up from California. The
Okay.
came up here. Bloods came up here. And it was it was the Wild West up here. The police didn't know how to handle it.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? There were a lot of killings. We were actually on, like, this is nothing to brag about, but just to give you a sense, We're actually on USA Today as one of the top violent or highest murder capital rates.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
That, in addition to the gentrification, the redlining, the crack epidemic, I always say it fractured the foundation of our Black community the same way it did across the nation. So we lived that same Black experience they were living everywhere else. So then when I came back to the town, I just started, and over the years when I started doing concert promotion and whatnot, I realized no Black people were really hearing about the concerts we were throwing.
Yeah.
Bringing Tank, Roe James, and Black artists that don't normally stop off in Portland. That's kind of what we were keying in on. And although we had good turnouts with the white audience and we appreciate it, we didn't really have any Black folks coming. And that's when I realized no one lives on MLK, so they're not seeing those flyers anymore. You know, I go drop a stack of flyers off at Top to Bottom or Fast Trip, ain't no Black people over there no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's when I kind of got into the social media space, and I was actually literally, I was having a conversation online with Mike Capes and Glenn Waco, who are some of my favorite rappers from the city. And I said, wouldn't it be dope if we had an online space where we could have these kind of conversations about the history of our town? And I just quickly made a Facebook group called Black Portland, and then had no idea where it was going to go. So just, you know, the first thing I noticed was that there's just so many things going on in the Black community that so many of us were unaware of because of those damaged connections, the lack of physical proximity had kind of shattered the connection and broken up some of that network. And what I also realized is there's so many new people here, quote unquote transplants, from other cities that are longing to tap in. They don't feel home.
Yeah.
And so that's what started Black Portland. And I just didn't know it was going to blow up to be where it's at. We have 12,500 members, 8,000 Instagram followers on @WeAreBlackPortland. Don't follow the imitators. There's a lot of Black Portland this and Black Portland that. That is not the OG. We Are Black Portland. And it's exactly what you say, Ambush. It was, how can we take the noise out? How can we get the trolls out? And how can we take the utility of the Black Portland page and put it in people's pockets? And that's how we came up with the app, XP.
That's dope. So let's talk a little bit about the app. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I could go on 2 hours hearing stories about old Black Portland.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Anytime I get little hints of what used to be, it just reminds me of back home. So I love it. I love it. But you're here to talk about the app.
Yes.
So the app launched when? What are the features? You know, let's encourage people to get involved. Let's hear about the app.
Yeah, so we did a soft launch, I think July 9th of 2022. So that's when it actually went live. People can get on and sign up. And we're still kind of in that kind of soft launch space now where we're trying to fill up the directory, which is will be one of the key features of the app, is having a Black-owned directory. And so for anyone listening who owns a Black business, or maybe even you work for a company that's not Black-owned, but you make your money commission-based, so I'm talking car salesmen, realtors, anyone who's Black who's doing business here in the city of Portland, we want them to join the app and join that directory. So we had that soft launch in July. We had a nice little turnout at the event we had. And so that's when it started. And so just to go over some of the features, if you guys don't know, aside from the Black-owned directory, we also have an events calendar, our connection section, where you can go in and find local events that are going on. And these are all types of events. It's not just parties, although there are a lot of those on there. In any fundraisers, things for kids, we have those available. And it is free to go in and submit those events, because really currently we put a lot of those events in there. We're finding them, but people can get on the app right now, download it on the Google Play Store or the App Store if you have Apple, and you can submit an event for free. You just want to have a photo ready. You can click, you can add any link that you want. So we can take it to your ticket page, and we encourage people to use that as one of their tools when they're trying to promote any event that they have going on. And then the last kind of section of the app is our e-zines, the culture section, where we do videos and write-ups of different people in the city that we want to highlight. because they don't, you know, they don't really get the shine they deserve. So these are people, therapists, Dr. Keith Dempsey, we got him on there, Jacobson Valentine, who runs Feed the Mass, Trey Renee, and several others, Max Smith, just local pillars of the community, you know, that are doing anything, you know, positive or cool that they have going on. We want to highlight them and showcase them. So anyone out there who has something that they want to kind of bring to a larger audience, we encourage you to reach out to us. You can find us on Instagram, XB_community. You can reach out to me directly, JLo_Wright, and we'll definitely work something out.
And just to kind of recap, so there's three pillars, right? Culture, connection, community. Culture is the stories portion, impactful stories about people making a difference. Connection is the events calendar. And then community is the Black-owned directory that JLo was just describing. The thing is that the way that XB works is that the community provides the content.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go right now and for free, you sign up your business, you sign up, you log in an event. It only takes about 5 minutes and it's a great way to elevate whatever it is that you're doing in the community to the Black community. The goal is to have like a centralized hub that you can just reach into your pocket and immediately tap in with the Black experience of Portland. I liken it to like you're from Philly, right? So if you were in Philly right now and I flew out there, I know I could pick up the phone and call Ambush and he could tell me what's up.
Definitely.
That's what XB is. It's your homie in the city. As soon as you touch down, you go in, log into the app, and you can find out what's up in the community.
So I just downloaded the app. It's 99 cent. Look here. Before y'all even start, it's 99 cent. Like, stop. Just get the app. Like, I don't want to hear, oh, why it's not free? It's 90, like, that's money in your couch. Stop playing. Like,
right. And we say, like, we're the app that is here to support Black business, but we're also a Black business.
Yeah.
So support us, too.
Yeah. We were just talking about that word support before we got on. And to understand how it's used, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, like, stop asking for discounts. It's 99 cents. Pay 99 cents. This thing is clean. It loads really, really quick. I love this app. This is real dope. It's really easy to get where you need to go. Available in the App Store, the Google Play Store. It's fresh. This is going on my home screen, right? For sure. I really, really love the ability for people to submit their events. We have an event tab, event form rather, on our website. I remember one of the things I used to encounter a lot, and this goes back to what you mentioned a little bit earlier, like different events be popping off and we don't see each other at them and we hear about it afterwards. Like, I remember that kind of being like the vibe for the first 2 years here in Portland. Like, wait, who's here? What?
Yeah.
What you talking about? When? Last night? Like, it was always directly afterwards we find out. So what that told me was we just weren't in conversation and community enough before it happened, because after the fact, everybody liked to talk about who was and wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, so the fact that we have this app, you can submit all your events to it. That's really, really dope. This is fresh, man. This is fresh. And it's only going to be as vibrant as the community makes it.
Exactly.
So you can't sit on, like, we talk about the different things that we want for ourselves. Right. If you don't put in, what are you expecting to get out? Right. You know what I'm saying? So here it is. This app is free. Everyone that has a small business, everyone that has a Black business, everyone that has an event, you should be telling people, go here. Stay on this app. Find out what I got going on. Head to the XB community app. Like, this is fresh, man.
Yeah, and that's something that we want to drive home to, because we have a lot of ideas of where the app can go.
Right.
But through trial and error, we've basically gotten to the point now. It's like, let's wait. Let's listen to what is needed, you know, from the community. What are they telling us they want on the app before we go? Because when we first started having conversations about this, well, when I first joined, I was like, man, we need to be the next Black Amazon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to sell goods and products across the globe from different Black distributors. And that's kind of the way that I would want to push it. I'm sure we all agree. But as it stands right now, it's only going to be as good as the community makes it, right? Because without them, you know, we can't be successful. We're only successful if the businesses and the people who use the app are successful. So we can only push it as far as they take us. So that's that's really something we hard guard right now. We want everybody to participate. We want feedback. We're open to any suggestion. Doesn't mean it's going to change right away, but any suggestions we can get so we can make it better, so that we can all be better in that way.
And so with respect to the launch, we do have an official launch. March 30th will be our official launch. Between now and then, though, we're having informational sessions January 25th and then February 1st on Zoom, where you can come sit down with us on Zoom. We'll do an app demo, show you how to get signed in, help you get your business signed in. And one thing I want to point out about your business listing, there are a lot of websites right now that currently have Black-owned business directories. There are even some apps that have Black-owned business directory. They're kind of national apps. They do have Portland in there, and some of them even have very well-curated Black-owned business in Portland directories. The difference between XB and these other avenues and these other platforms is that, first of all, they're most of them aren't apps. They're websites, so there's an advantage to having an app. The other thing is that if you sign up with your business, you get a username and a password so that you can log in and make updates and changes to your business profile as your business evolves.
Nice.
So if you have, it's not a set it and forget it. Like right now, you could go on Google, search Black businesses, see your business on Google, and you didn't even approve anything there. You didn't provide the images,
True.
description, anything. On XB, you have complete control of that. So if you have a some kind of promotion coming up, a discount, 30-minute free counseling session, free massage, buy one, get one free, something of that nature, you can go back into your user dashboard, your profile, and update so that you can continue to incentivize people to patronize your business.
So I'm in the app.
Mm-hmm.
I go to food. I go to restaurants. And I see Nigerian cuisine. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm about to lose my mind. What do you mean? I've been looking for jollof rice since I got here. I've been looking for Nigeria. I literally, during this conversation just now, I went to that restaurant, T&K restaurant, shared it with another Nigerian homie out here. I'm like, we gotta hit this joint. Man, I'm half Nigerian, half Jamaican. I've been looking for Nigerian jollof for a minute.
That's what's up.
This is crazy. Oh, they're getting my money today. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? Okay. It's a success.
And the dope part is, if because the business loaded their phone number, website, and email, if you click on the address, it'll pull up the Google Maps and show you where it's at.
Right. I hit on the website, went straight and checked out the menu. I was like, oh, it's authentic. Oh, goodness. We got to wrap this interview. I got to go. No, this is an amazing resource. It really is. And I mean, I feel like this is something that every city should have in some real, like, especially cities that are adversely affected by gentrification to this degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know the story. Anyone that's been here long enough knows the story of how we got spread out all over the place and how we got displaced. But then also preceding that, how this was meant to be a white utopia, how the state was just meant to be a white utopia. So there's a lot of different elements, I think, factors at play that this directly combats and is the necessary answer. Like, this is wild. This is great, y'all.
Man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. And you're so right. I mean, this idea is scalable, right?
Yeah.
We're already planting seeds in Seattle.
That's
so
tight.
Can we get everything from Portland to Seattle, Federal Way, Tacoma, you know, Renton, et cetera? Portland is, of course, the test case, right? If we're successful here, we get, you know, 70,000 downloads and 1,000 businesses in the directory, et cetera, then that's how we can leverage other cities because it is, you're absolutely right. And the app is geocoded. So when we add Seattle, if you're in Seattle, you'll get the Seattle version when you pull the app up. There's still a drop down that you could select.
I just saw it. I was like, wait a minute. As you're saying it, please select the city. What?
Yes, yes.
This is hard. Okay. Shout out to y'all web developers, to y'all app developers. This thing is clean.
Appreciate it.
This thing is clean. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been a labor of love, man. It's been 4 years in the making. I was really searching for a way to make Black Portland more useful, the Facebook group.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, Facebook, Instagram, they control what you see.
Right. You're working within someone else's platform.
Exactly.
Right.
When you go to XB, it's letting us know that you're intentional about supporting the Black community. You want to be intentional about it. So you come to us and you don't got to go through any, you're going to see what we have to share.
Okay. So outside of being able to expand to other cities, are there any other like goals on the horizon for XB? Like any other parts of the app as it currently exists that you're looking to roll out? That's a heard from other tabs that's popping up.
For sure. So something that my dad has always talked about is the idea of the Black card. And there's a couple of different ways we've talked about doing it, you know, whether it's, you know, a scannable QR code or something like that. But essentially, we want it to be able to be used at all the different Black businesses, maybe for coupon codes or potentially create our own currency, like a cryptocurrency. So that's definitely something we've been looking into. And then, of course, like I said, at some point, we want them to be the business owners to be able to use the app to actually sell their products. Because there's a lot of Black-owned businesses that are online now. We know e-commerce is a huge space in the country, or well, around the world now. And so there's a lot of Black-owned businesses that sell products online that may not necessarily be in Portland, for example. Like maybe there's a guy who makes a barbecue sauce, but he's in Redmond, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How can we get him more business? So those are a couple of things, just a few.
And just so you guys know, when he says my dad, he means me. It is a family-owned business. And the Black card is just, it was like my baby. I still want to do it. There might be some things with MasterCard we got to work out. Yeah. But it's a double entendre, right? It's like the Black card, which is a reference to that high-end MasterCard that you could use Ferrari with no signature. And then it's the Black card. You right. know what I mean? You know, you might get your Black card revoked if you put like garlic aioli on your fries or whatever. You know what I mean? So we kind of brought that idea. It's like, you know, exclusive events that you can only attend if you downloaded the app.
Right.
Discounts that you can only get from Black businesses if you have the app. And then another advantage that we have is because it's an app, we can do push notifications to incentivize people to keep coming back. So if you have something going on, we can send a push notification. Hey, come down to, you know, DB Desserts. We have a thing going on cupcakes, et cetera. Send that to you. You click on it and it takes you to where they want you to see. That's the other great thing about XB is we're just the hub. When you click on something there, you go to someone else's vision.
Right.
You see what I mean? We take you to their experience. But trying to follow 100 different accounts on Instagram, trying to go into the Black Portland Facebook group and get through some of the conversations, a million of the same questions, you know, it's crazy because all these other platforms exist, but every day someone still comes in Black Portland Facebook group and goes, where can I get my haircut?
Man.
You know what I mean?
Who do braids?
Right. So now we can respond. Go to XB and you'll find out.
Yo, this is fire. Like the Black thing, being able to have like a marketplace, like what you guys talked about, that's ill by itself. Like there's just a whole another conversation around that.
Yeah.
And then the Black card, bruh, to be able to create currency within shopping and patronizing Black businesses that you can take from one business to the next.
Yeah.
Whether it's just, okay, so you shop that 5 Black businesses this week. Now you get 10% off. And you're like, what?
Right.
This is vital. These type of movements, these type of steps, and this strategy is vital to us being able to handle our own out here. Like, this is amazing.
And I hope that that we are able to do that, like, in soon, because there's a lot of other movements like that out there. Like, I know Killer Mike has Greenwood. I just signed up for that. I got a Greenwood bank account. Shout out to them. Reach out to us so we can get the Black card with you or something like
that. Yeah, maybe we could do a collab with Mike.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, The thing about expansion is that we want to make sure that we keep it community-based, mm-hmm. right? I have an app called Black Wallet. It's similar to what we're doing. There's directories. But you know, as soon as you open it, whoever made this directory knows nothing about Portland.
Right.
You see what I mean? They have Keys Loaded Kitchen, but they don't have Michelle's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? They don't have my girl selling plates out the back door.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Right.
So having that sense that the people that are creating this are from where you're from just brings a level of authenticity that you don't find on some of these other platforms. That's why it's so crucial. And the great thing is you don't even have to email, you don't have to reach out to us or do anything. You click the menu and you can submit events, you can submit your business, you can submit advertisements. You don't even have to talk to us. So that's the great thing about it. It's user-friendly. You don't have to reach out to anyone unless you want to. I do want to put this out there for the for the culture section, the piece where we do stories. We would love to have more content creators send their content, podcasts, video snippets, advertisements for your YouTube channel, et cetera. We can add that to the stories on our culture section so more people can find your content. I would suggest you use XB as like another platform on your promotion run. So when you post something to Facebook, you post something to Instagram, you post something to TikTok, or wherever you post LinkedIn, go ahead and put that same thing in XB.
It's man, there's a wealth of possibilities and different ripple effects this will have in the community once so many more people get involved in it. Just thinking about what you were saying, you know, as far as pulling other content creators, brother, we are definitely going to make that happen. Yeah. We have a whole podcast network. Yeah. So, you know, like, we have different things happening every single week. And we also, we're working on pulling together a news team too, specifically, you know, to cover Black issues here in Portland. So as things have developed, you're going to see more of the Numbers XB collaboration as y'all listeners. You're going to see more of that happening. And we encourage, like, we encourage y'all, get down with the movement. So before we close, let's talk about anything that may be coming up. Let's remind people how to get involved with the app, any of that good stuff. And then also if they need and how they could get in contact with y'all.
For sure. So first off, we do have those Zoom sessions coming up this Wednesday. So January 25th and then February 1st. And this is more for the business owner who wants to learn more about the app, understand how to use it as a tool. And this is for current people who are already on the platform or people who aren't on but are looking to get on. We want to get you all the information and all the know-how to kind of use everything the app has to offer.
Also, real, what we need to tell people is be on the app so you don't miss the upcoming updates and the push notifications and all of that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
So they've been coming up. They'll know.
There we go. So social media, XB underscore community. Definitely check us out there. We have something hopefully coming up March 30th. That'll be pretty big. You can also check on the We Are Black Portland page. We kind of post things there as well. What else do we got? Oh, and one other thing. So for all the listeners who aren't Black and still want to try to help support the community, that we do have something built in there where you guys can help us. So within the app of the landing pages of each of the sections, we do have kind of a carousel going across there. And so those spaces are available to purchase for advertising space. So if you're a company who's not Black owned, but you want to support the Black community, that is one way you can do it. You can do that through the app or you could reach out to us directly. info@xbcommunity.com if you're trying to email us.
Amazing. I want to thank you, brothers, so much for coming through. I'm excited about this app. We're going to be getting this session out for people to hear so they can get excited about this app. This app has me like looking forward to the summer. Awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like when we get back outside.
Right.
So now y'all don't have any excuses about not knowing what's happening in Black Portland. You don't have any excuses about finding Black businesses, Black media, shows, any of that. It's on the app. It's on the app. All right, we're going to catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening.
I just want to say thank you so much to Numbers FM for having us here. We really appreciate it. We love everything that you guys are doing. Looking forward to collaboration. And just everyone, just look out for the app and make sure that you are tuning in.
Boom.